This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Once again, I watch way too much college football. TCU, they just don't pass the eyeball test, meaning if I put Ohio State and TCU on a neutral field, who do I think would win? I think the Buckeyes would win. I'd be honest with you. If Ohio State and Alabama, I mean, if Alabama and TCU play, I probably would have did the same. Now, TCU did themselves a favor. They went into overtime. I think had that game, if it had continued to be a blowout, I think that they were done and they were out. But I look at them and I look at the path. It's a good matchup for Michigan. I think that Michigan, I don't want to underestimate them, Howard, but then again, I'm not a coach, so I can give all the bulletin board material I want. Michigan has a bye to the national title. Playing TCU was the perfect team because, you know, Duggan, you know, he's a cute story. He's fun to watch. He's gritty. He goes out there. He gives it all. But in the end, I just don't think that they have the playmakers to match up with the Wolverines and what the Wolverines are going to do. And even without Blake Corum, I don't think that you can be able to attack that defense. I mean, you're seeing guys like Will Johnson just getting better and better each game. Yeah, I do see that. Right now, in my opinion, I think we're at a path where it's Michigan-Georgia part two in the national title game at SoFi Stadium.
You know, Rico, I think when you talk about Michigan – versus TCU, you can make the argument, right, that Michigan really got a first-place draw with an opportunity to play TCU.
So, yeah, you can.
It's just one of those things, man. It's going to work out for them. Ohio State, Georgia. Very interesting, you know.
No Jackson Smith.
Yeah. Wasn't able to answer some of the questions that they had versus Michigan. Georgia is closer to the style of play of Michigan than anyone else.
And we finally got an answer, Jackson Smith and the Jigba done for the year. So don't know what was going on with that young man, but at least we don't have to ask the questions anymore. He's just not playing. He's going to train, get ready for the NFL.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this. But Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error. Get the Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
I got to think that that's a bit of a blessing and a curse for the Buckeyes. Yeah, you would love to have him there, but now at least you know he's not there. Marvin, you're the main guy. Step up to the stage. Go out there and let's see what happens. Because, yeah, I'm very interested to see how Ryan Day recovers, because the last thing that we saw, it got embarrassing in the second half against Michigan. And honestly, I think that maybe Coach Day took it a little too personal, where he made it the game personal and wasn't business. And you hear sometimes, I remember it was a phrase Coach D'Antonio used to say a lot, where you got to keep the lion in the cage, meaning you can't get emotional, you can't get – and that's all Ohio State players were saying. Like, we live for this moment. We got scars and we got this. And it's like, well, guess what? You got more scars now because you went through the same thing at home in nice weather.
Yeah, I think what happens, right? And I think that's the double-edged sword when you talk about, okay, we are revamping everything we do. And it really is about being able to get back to that point to be able to play Michigan, and you come up short. So now the psyche of the team, you know, kind of goes out of the window. What do we do now? Do we have to revamp what's happening? How do we figure out how we're going to be able to compete? Because remember, at the time they lost, you know, it was over, right?
Right.
So you can only imagine the mindset. So Coach Day and that coaching staff, they're going to have to do an unbelievable job of figuring out who they are and what they want to be in this matchup. Now, they've got a little time, but I don't expect schemes to be overhauled, right? You think about what they did and what Michigan was able to do offensively versus them. You know, there were some plays. You know, the defenses were called, but the matchups weren't great matchups. So their players have to be able to execute much better than they did versus Michigan, because if they don't, they're going to have some serious problems.
They will. They will. And it's, you know, Georgia, I mean, honestly, you're right. I think they should have been swapped. I think Michigan got the number one seed without being the number one seed. Georgia, I mean, Vegas line says that the Ohio State game is going to be more competitive. That's going to be the primetime game. Mm-hmm. It's going to be fun to watch, fun to see, because we may be talking.